T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, what exactly is the governor calling for?
Well, he's calling for new guidelines. And I don't sure how they're going to be any different than the previous guidelines. It sort of limits how many people can show up and order social distancing and people wear masks. It's sort of a political response to the fact that they just didn't enforce the rules. That's what happened. And when somebody says, well, what happened and what are you going to do about it? Usually the response, and we've heard it over and over, it is, I'm either going to appoint a commission to look at it or we're going to issue new rules to make sure it doesn't happen again. But in this case, we're talking about a religious concert that occurred on the west lawn of the Capitol recently. It was permitted for 1,000 people. Depending on who you talk to, 3 to 10,000 people actually showed up. And the CHP, who is in charge of that area, sort of let it happen, saying it was better to have it happen than have it problems if you try to disperse it. Now, as a sub of this, you know, everything is political to a certain extent. I don't know how much their influence was influenced by the fact that one of the people that took out the permit for this event was Shannon Grove, who is the state Senate minority leader and a Republican, and she spoke at the event as well. So I don't know if there was a little bit of hands-off going on, or let's wait and see. But it's one of a series of concerts slash, you know, worships, rallies that have been occurring by this Sean Foyt up and down the West Coast. One was in Seattle, and what they did there was they shut him down before he even started.
So to even add to the story, this lawmaker was supposed to be quarantining because she had contact with the other Republican lawmaker who got COVID.
Right. Now, I don't know if we're going to ask for a rewriting of those rules either, because, Patty, that's just basically it. What we have here, whether it is this religious concert gathering on the Capitol lawn or 1,000 or so people playing Big Burning Man on Ocean Beach in San Francisco, which ticked off Mayor London Breed. The fact is that when we have these events or we have this tug of war going on between people practicing social distancing, whether it's in a park or it's at a concert like this or at a demonstration, whether they're doing it or not, we've seen it. We see with our own eyes. It goes on, and we don't see cops or anybody else sort of stepping in and trying to stop it. And that's what we're dealing with here. So you can sit and we can rewrite the rules as much as we want. But, you know, like you said, one of the issues is enforcing them, whether it's you're not supposed to be with each other when you're quarantined, or you're not supposed to be gathering someplace in big numbers without doing the proper precautions.
Anybody in particular pushing back against Newsom on this particular front?
Well, yeah, Sean Foyt, the minister who
in Sacramento.
In Sacramento, no. The closest would be the Republican minority leader who spoke at the rally without a mask. That is a pretty visible pushback as well, saying we are going to have our religious services. We are going to have what we're going to do. And that's the pushback. And we'll see what the pushback on the pushback is now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.